You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app wherever you are all across the country. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
John, okay? We put up a poll of the day. Which side of the Final Four are you more interested in, women's side or men's side? Where does John fall?
Men's side. Nothing against the women or the way they've exploded. I think it's cool. But I've covered the men's game for more than 40 years. I know so many people in the men's game. I know all the coaches in the Final Four. I know none of the coaches in the women's Final Four. So definitely the men's game.
Mm-hmm. How incredible is this NC State run?
Fabulous. It's funny because their play-by-play guy on radio, Gary Hahn, is retiring after 34 years doing their games. Announced it in February, and I saw him at the ACC tournament. And before every game, he said, "Well, this might be my last game here." And 9 games later, he's still working. It's a great story. The big kid is a great story. I'm happy for Kevin Keats, who I knew well when he worked in the CAA at UNC Wilmington. They won the title there a couple times, which led to his hiring at State. And there were all sorts of rumors that his job was in trouble before the ACC tournament. Now, clearly, he's going to get a huge raise. And they played the only game where they really were in danger was the Oakland game, where Oakland had the ball on the last possession. And Chuck Culpepper had a really good story in the paper yesterday about how Greg Campy, Oakland's coach, is kind of tortured by the fact that they didn't get a good shot on that possession. But it's been what, 41 years since the Valvano miracle. And State's been through a lot of struggles, a lot of coaches, Jim's death. So it's a cool thing to see, for sure.
How you mentioned the coach there, and we all sort of assumed that maybe he was going to be let go, and we all took note of when they asked Burns, like, what happened, what was the turnaround, and he goes, "I don't know. We just started going to practice. We stopped showing."
Yeah,
like,
took
you know
it
what
seriously.
I mean? Yeah, like we started. Yeah. Everyone was on time.
Right.
I don't know. It was a funny answer, but it also was kind of an indictment on the program. Like, what? It was out of control there, maybe, huh?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. There were never really any stories about that mm-hmm. that Kevin had lost control of the program or anything like that, and then all of a sudden he brings it up. Maybe they had a come to Jesus meeting. Or maybe the guys just looked up and said, "We're better than this." Mm-hmm. I mean, they finished the regular season, I think, 17-14.
Right.
They were sort of an NIT bubble team at that point, if they'd gone out early in the ACC tournament. And they did hit that miracle shot against Virginia in the semis. A little bit of luck is always involved. It's funny because Derek Wittenberg's a good friend of mine, and he loves to insist that the shot he released that Lorenzo Charles dunked was a pass.
Right.
And if you look, the replay was on again last night for some reason, and you can see he gets into his shooting motion.
Of course.
After he grabs the loose ball.
Yeah.
But he still claims that he was passing the ball to Lorenzo. And really doesn't matter what he was doing, because the ball got there and he dunked it.
Right. Yep. Historic moment.
Great play.
It was an historic moment. That's well said, Jason. I think of that because my friend Mike Wilbon, a week or two ago, I guess Kyrie Irving hit kind of an underhanded shot from the free throw line, and he and Kornheiser were doing "What's the word?" And Mike said it was historic.
No,
it's the 68th game of the regular season.
Right.
For crying out loud!
That's hyperbole. Yeah, no. is what that is.
Hey,
Lorenzo
that's
Charles a reach.
Shot was historic.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a question. We had this debate the other day, and it's just kind of interesting. So Edie's dominating. This guy Burns is just like everyone's darling, dominating. But people are kind of like, they're not very high on their pro prospects, right? Because the way the game has changed.
Right,
I understand.
Right,
that.
Exactly.
Okay, the game's changed completely. I get it. And then I was like, but it still kind of bothers me. I'm an old school guy. And I'm like, so you're telling me, like, if Tim Duncan came out, he wouldn't go one overall? Like, where would Shaq go? Or Tim Duncan, or, right? If they were coming out
today. Yeah, the question's really good about Shaq, because Shaq was strictly a low post player.
But he could run.
But he was so huge, he couldn't be guarded in a low post.
Mm-hmm.
And Duncan's a little different. Duncan could shoot coming out of Wake mm-hmm. Forest. And he could really run jeepers. So that's a very good question. I made the point in the column I wrote about Purdue yesterday, that the last time they were in a Final Four, which was 1980,
mm-hmm.
and the coach was Lee Rose. How about that? But Joe Barry Carroll was a star.
Yeah.
And he was a low post player, and he was the number one pick in the draft.
Yep.
And he had a good career. He was an all-star, but what people remember about him, of course, is that Red Auerbach traded that pick to the Warriors and got back Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish.
Well, that's a good deal there.
One of the great trades in history.
Yeah.
And you let go of an all-star in the trade. But I have a friend, Keith Drum, who scouted in the NBA for 23 years, and he's told me, we've talked more about Edie all mm-hmm. along, that Edie's a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see if somebody takes a flyer on him earlier because of his size. And as Matt Painter has pointed out, he's only played basketball since he was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And that's a very late start.
Was he a volleyball guy or something before?
I think you're right, yes.
Yeah.
And so you look at him and say, he's still growing as a player. He's growing as a person. We have a story.
Yeah.
But it's a really good question. Now DJ has sort of jumped into the conversation. He wasn't even in the conversation until the last 3 weeks.
Couldn't he? I mean, he could still block shots and rebound. Nobody cares about that anymore? Like, that's not an important trait?
Well, it is, but you can't play 4-on-5. On offense.
Defending, yeah.
Yeah, and these guys can become better shooters. Magic Johnson couldn't shoot when he came out of college. He was not a shooter. He went to the basket. He was a great passer, obviously. And his best game as a rookie was when he played in the low post in that mm-hmm. playoff game when mm-hmm. Jabbar got hurt.
Yep.
So, you just never know who's going to develop. I don't know either of these kids well enough to know what their approach is, how much they want to be great players.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, you can learn to shoot. You can't learn to be 7'4".
You can't
learn to have the size that DJ has.
If you're Caitlin Clark, and I guess she's already turned down, but Ice Cube offers you $5 million to play in 8 of his dumb games, I mean, aren't you taking that? I guess she said she's not, but...
Well, look how much money she's making.
NIL?
NIL, and next year it'll be in regular sponsorships. I mean, she's on TV almost as much as Barkley,
mm-hmm.
and that's a lot.
She's got a ton of big-name sponsors, too.
Yes, she does.
I mean,
she does.
State Farm.
She doesn't need that $5 million.
She's not going to need it. Okay.
Hey,
she's going to make a lot more off the court than on the court.
Getting back to the men, do you want to see Purdue UConn national championship? Or are you rooting for the Dogs?
I'm not really rooting for anybody, Jason. I'm not attached.
Because I want to see Purdue. I want to see Edie and Klingon go at it. Because
And by the way, Klingon may be the highest draft pick among the men.
Yeah, he's good. He got a lot better
outside,
too.
Outside, he's a shot blocker. He's the scouts love him.
Yeah, and he can run too.
And he can run.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad shooter. But I think, what would be the highest rated game of the two potential games? I don't know. And will either of those games attract more than 12 million people? I think the final will.
Yeah.
But Connecticut has to be the favorite because they played so well. They've been so dominant. But Purdue, having gotten over that Final Four hump, which was a big mountain for them to climb because they'd been close before but never gotten there since, as I said, 1980. I looked up Lee Rose the other day. He coached at Charlotte for 3 years, went to a Final Four. Mm-hmm. He coached at Purdue for 2 years, went to a Final Four, and then went to South Florida and was basically never heard from again. Huh. Very strange resume.
Yeah.
And he just passed away about 2 years ago.
How well do you know Danny Hurley?
I know Danny Hurley well.
Do you like him?
Yes. Yeah. I like him a lot. I mean, and one of the reasons I like him is because I did a story on Danny and Bobby a few years ago, and he said to me, people say Bobby's crazy. He's nothing compared to me. And he was talking about how they talk on the phone on game days, and Danny usually does it from under the bed. I mean, he's a little bit nuts.
Yeah, he's
But he's very public about it. Yeah. Look, I'm a little bit nuts. And you can be that way when you're on the verge of a second national championship. What he did, I remember when he first went to coach at Wagner. His second year, I think, they went in. Pitt was ranked like sixth in the country. This is back when Jamie Dixon was the coach. And they won at Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's pretty impressive. And then he went to Rhode Island and more or less dominated the A-10, and now you see what he's done at Connecticut. I mean, the dude can coach. And it's interesting because Bobby was a star when they were players, and now Bobby's had some success, but he struggled this year. And Danny's the king of the mountain.
You know, hold on. I know Cakes wants to ask about the Caps, but the Nate Oates story is kind of cool, and I don't think people are talking about it enough, but he was a high school coach 10 years
right,
ago.
Right, he was, yes.
And then he goes to Buffalo, and he wasn't at Buffalo that long. And I mean, Buffalo's, in an obviously small conference, and he did pretty well there. And then he goes from Buffalo to the SEC, and he's in the Final Four. He went from high school to a small school to the SEC in the Final Four.
It's
and he's
blow up.
I mean, it's unbelievable run mm-hmm. he's got.
Right. Well, and it's 10 years ago, he was still teaching, I think it was English, at Romulus High School, which is right next to the Detroit airport. And it was Bobby Hurley who hired him. He and Danny, together at Rhode Island, were recruiting one of Nate Oates' kids.
Right.
Bobby liked him and hired him as an assistant. And then he went to Arizona State, and Nate took over, and they won the MAC, which is an underrated league, 2 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
and won first-round games in the tournament 2 years in a row. They were underseeded, as all mid-major conference teams are. And then you're right, he got the Alabama job and has obviously done a hell of a job. Nice guy, very nice guy. I remember, the COVID year, the year everybody was coming back from COVID, and you remember Duke got – well, let me backtrack for a second. Nate's wife had a really bad bout with cancer. Five, 6 years ago. And she's fine now. But one of the people who helped her was Mike Krzyzewski because he got her into Duke Hospital. And, obviously Mike had the connection to Bobby. And Mike said early in August of that year, Krzyzewski said, we should hold off on starting the season. We're not ready to come back. We don't want to play any more than we have to in empty arenas. And then they got off to a bad start. And Nate said something about, no wonder Krzyzewski didn't want to start the season because his team's not very good. And I called Nate because we'd gotten to know each other well when I did the Back Roads to March. And I said, are you aware of the fact that Krzyzewski said in August that the season start should be delayed because of COVID? And Nate said, no, I didn't know that. And I said, you can check it out on the internet. And he said, I don't need to. And he called Krzyzewski, apologized, and publicly apologized for making that comment. So that's who Nate Oates is.
Mm.
John, let's touch on the Caps real quick. They're slumping at exactly the wrong time. They've dropped four straight. Your Islanders have hopped in front of them by 1 point in the wild.
Caps still have a game in hand.
Yeah, they've got one game in hand. Looks like their best path is maybe catching the Flyers.
Could be.
They've been worse. They've lost five straight. How do you see these last seven or eight games, I think, playing out for the Caps?
Yeah, seven games. Yeah. Well, the one thing that the last month has told us is you can't look at the schedule and say, okay, they're playing the Hurricanes tonight. That's a loss. Or look at the schedule and say they're playing the Sabres. That's a win. Because that's not the way hockey is in general, and certainly not coming down the stretch. You don't know which teams are heading in the right direction, which ones have given up. I think the Islanders caught a break last night playing Columbus because Columbus is way out of the playoffs. Yep. But you just don't know. You can't predict. Ovechkin was white hot throughout the month of March, and that was the reason the Caps made their search. To be honest with you, a week ago, I don't know if we talked about it a week ago, but a week ago I was convinced they were going to be in the playoffs. And the only real question was, were they going to be in the top three in the division or be a wild card? Now,
not so sure.
It's all up in the air. Yeah. And the Islanders have certainly played better, and that's got put them where they are. I thought they were dead. And that's why, again, that's what makes hockey fun, actually, is you don't know from night to night who's going to show up, who's going to star, what goalie's going to have a big night. And I still think the Caps are going to get in the playoffs. Don't ask me why. Just because they've shown too much to me for me to think they're going to continue on this losing streak. And Pittsburgh's a hot team. And you give up goals on the first two shots of the night, as Spencer Carberry said after the game, you're not in good shape.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was a tough one. Tough one to watch. So hopefully they bounce back
tonight. Well, it's
tough
to watch when you're down 2-0 right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? And Carberry was talking about, well, if you looked at the analytics, we outplayed him. Who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, he's got to try to stay positive. Come on. He's got to try to look at the bright
side.
Okay,
fine. He's paid to say positive things. I'm paid to try to tell the truth.
Well, he told the truth after the Buffalo loss, believe me, because we talked to him for 20 minutes.
Yeah, he definitely did. Yeah.
And he was not happy.
He wasn't in the greatest mood after that.
Well, he
game.
Shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been in a great mood if I was him either.
You're probably right.
Yep. All right, John, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys, too. Take care.
Yep.
It's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.